Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and I'm feeling good. Hope you are, too, out there, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have James, Melissa, and Beth with you, and right now we are joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there, Paul.
Yeah, good morning. Even better morning now. Thank you.
What is Mother Nature? How was your weekend, first off, Paul? How was the week?
It was good. Yeah, pretty relaxing. How about you guys?
Similar here. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today? It's going to look like an interesting one out there.
Yeah, certainly kind of an interesting week here for us playing out. And, yeah, still got a little bit of that. Maybe a few snow showers, a little drizzle here and there today, but looks like the heavier snow is still up to the north across the state. So a little more accumulation as you get north into further north across Wisconsin. But for us here, temperatures holding steady from around the mid-30s. Winds out of the east-northeast, 10 to 15. Cloudy tonight, maybe some flurries or a snow shower. Evening, about 23. And then some sunny breaks developing Tuesday, highs at about 40. 23, partly to mostly cloudy Tuesday night. Back in the clouds Wednesday and Thursday, upper 30s on Wednesday. Back into some light snow chances developing Thursday and Friday. So more accumulation potential we'll be watching for with that system Thursday through Friday night. 35 for Thursday, 27 light snow likely on Thursday night, and then some more of that light snow on Friday. Certainly looking at potential several inch amounts here for us that we'll be keeping an eye on from that Thursday through Friday night time frame. And weekend weather still holding up to some highs in the mid-30s looking ahead. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It's about what we expected. Appreciate it, Paul. Thanks so much. Go ahead, and we're looking forward to getting another update for you tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Yeah, we'll enjoy our little lull in the precip during midweek anyway.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
You too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, helping us out, keeping us safe. Appreciate
it. Take what we can get at this time of year.
I mean, really, I have a hard time getting too upset about, bent out of shape about the weather this time of year. Whatever it is, I just know that when we have those nice stretches, I just try to suck it all up and appreciate every little bit of it and everything. That's about it.
And you know, warmer weather is coming.
Yeah, every day we're closer to spring.
Right.
Yep.
So they tell me. So in theory, it's what
they say.
Yes.
We've been having some fun with this one, and I didn't expect this to be a three-parter when we first started it. But we have to take our time with these. They're just too good. We've been going through and having fun with the weirdest state laws. The weirdest United States laws, some of the silliest, weirdest, funniest laws. And we've been doing this thanks to InsureRanks.com. InsureRanks.com, it's all one word. You can go there if you'd like to see the complete article and work ahead. Because we've been doing this in order. We've gone through one through, starting with the silliest, which New York got the first one. Slippers are banned after 10 p.m. That was a good one. Wisconsin came in at number 9 on this. Butter substitutes are banned without permission in public places. Thankfully.
No Oreo for you.
Yes. Nice. When we wrapped up, Melissa and Seth and I, we were getting into Washington, where it is illegal to hunt, kill, or otherwise harass Bigfoot or any other hitherto undiscovered species.
Okay, so no catcalls.
Yep, no. I like that it's not just hunting and killing, but also harassing.
Yeah.
Hey, Bigfoot. Hey, Harry. Hey. Stop it, guys. You know I can't help it. Hey, Harry. So we move on to Delaware, who comes in at number 28, where you can't sell dog hair. putting our foot down in Delaware. You can't sell dog
hair.
That
would make an interesting toupee, though.
That would be a very funky toupee. Be a very funky toupee. I'd like to see that, actually.
Well,
I want to see a poodle hair as a toupee.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. But actually, people collect their pet hair, and it can be, what's the word I'm looking for? Spun, like sheep's wool, and turned into thread. And people do this, and they make stuff from their collected pet fur.
I wonder what it was that made it so that they, you know, you have to, I don't know if you, they just sell, it just says you can't sell it. I don't know if you can get a license to sell it or not. I'm not sure.
Too many dogs running around that were just shaved.
Yeah. Just a lot of dogs that are cold.
Yeah.
Number 29, New Jersey. Bulletproof vests are banned while committing a crime.
You know those criminals. They follow the laws real well.
Absolutely.
I purposely don't read ahead on these, and I'm so glad I don't. There's no way I could have said that with a straight face.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we're tacking on a couple things to your sentence here, Joe. And part of those things is, yeah, you can't wear a bulletproof vest while you're committing crimes. While committing the crime, you're not only going to be locked up for the crimes you committed, right, but also wearing a bulletproof vest.
Man, I got an extra 5 years. Yeah, stupid vest.
My fashion accessory. Did me wrong.
Indiana at number 30. It's illegal to ride a horse after illegal to ride a horse above 10 miles an hour. Now I don't know though if it's you or the horse that gets in trouble.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, if you've ridden a horse before, it's not always your choice how fast they want to go. So I don't know if
it's
the horse.
Like they have built-in speedometers.
Right. No. Right. Yeah.
Like, how do you tell?
Yeah, you were going 15 and a 10. Like, well, I didn't know. I didn't know that. I can tell the difference of 5 miles.
I told the horse to not go any faster than 10.
Blame him.
What else do you want me to do, officer?
Blame Clip-Clop here. Clip-Clop should have been, you know, paying attention to the speed. Number 31 takes us to Kansas. If two trains meet on the same track, I'm not doing this. I graduated high school. I'm not doing any more of these.
I'm sorry, it's not a math lesson.
It's not that. It's okay, guys. It's okay. I thought it was a math problem for a second there.
Okay.
If two trains met on the same track, neither shall proceed until the other has passed.
Well, if neither proceeds, neither one's going to pass.
I just love the idea of all over Kansas, there's this train stuck, just stalled trains all over Kansas. Like, they just can't, until they can get this law passed. Yeah, there's this two trains. You go. No, you go.
Wow.
I'm not getting in trouble. The police officer just standing there just with his notepad out. Just go ahead. Yep. Whoever's going to make the move. Yep. Who's going to do it? That's rough. That seems difficult. Number 32, Florida. Florida, and I think it should be noted as Florida is has the reigning kings, queens of our That Ain't Right stories and everything throughout the world, not just us here. They don't show up until number 32
this
on the
good.
List.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. If an animal is left tied to a parking meter, the parking fee has to be paid just as it would for a vehicle. That's pretty good.
Well, they are taking up the parking spot.
That's a fair point.
Even like if they might be on the sidewalk rather than in the spot.
Yeah. Colorado at number 33, where it's illegal to keep a couch on your porch. Oh, that's wrong. That's messed up, Colorado. Come on. That's not cool. That's a fun thing to have. I like couches on patio and stuff. That's nice. I want to know what happened, though.
Only church pews.
Yeah, there you go.
Only church pews on porches.
That's nice, too, though. That's nice. Perch. Now,
they're a lot harder on the back, though.
Yes. Now, does, like, your patio furniture count? Because those sometimes have couches.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's a shaped like a couch. It has cushions like a couch. Does that count?
I don't know.
We go to Tennessee at number 34, where Netflix was up to. They were doing some stuff like this. Maybe they got the idea from Tennessee. In Tennessee, it's illegal to share your Netflix password.
The state made it a law.
Wow.
You know what happened here? Some governor or somebody way up in you know, legislature in Tennessee was tired of sharing their Netflix password, and like they couldn't get on, they couldn't use Netflix because like too many people were using it or something like that.
Or got stock in Netflix and didn't want to lose any profit.
That was my second thing. That was my second thing. Yes. Absolutely. But without a shadow of a doubt, I would bet money that is what happened.
Yeah.
And that's a newer one, too, obviously.
Yeah, nobody tell Netflix.
Yeah. Number 35, Mississippi, where it's illegal to use a profane language in public. In Mississippi.
In Mississippi.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I love the idea of them trying to enforce this.
Daggummit.
Yeah, but how great! Actually,
but just somebody might find that offensive, Beth. Be careful.
Ooh.
That's that. That's a good point, Melissa. Actually, you got to be careful with certain terms nowadays. Like some things that we didn't think were offensive turned out to be. Oh yeah, actually, that's got quite the horrible history to it. So that's a nice point, actually. But I do love the idea of the whole state of Mississippi. Like let's say this has been a law since the 40s. Let's just say it's been so since the 40s, like the whole state has just gotten used to, you know, using fudge. Like, you know, using other words that, like, so the whole state does this. I love the idea of, like, grown men in a bar having a fight. Mm-hmm. And they'll go fudge you. You know, just swear. They use a different, these heated arguments that it's like watching an R-rated movie on TV where it's just bad editing.
Right.
It's just
is it enforced equally across the ethnicities? Because, you know, is it foul language or offensive language? That's the
I don't know.
You know, because you know how many, think about where it is in the Deep South. Mm-hmm. How many Caucasians would use the N-word?
Oh, I'm sure.
And to me, that's offensive. So does that fall under that law?
It's a good question. I don't know.
It specifically says, because I looked it up, profane, swear, or curse, or use vulgar and indecent language, or be drunk in any public place in the presence of two or more persons. I think that would put bars out of business.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Guessing that one's not enforced too much.
Mm-mm.
In I know this one isn't in. I'm pretty sure it isn't. In number 36, we go to West Virginia, where hats are banned in theaters. I really feel for the police officer that gets theater duty. Like, you got to go work the theater district, man. Go make sure there's nobody wearing any hats in that theater. Come on. Can I just patrol or something? No, you got that. That's your job. Go do it.
Well, you know, we vertically challenged people that put that one on the books.
Once again,
I can't see the screen.
There was a very short lawmaker at the head of way up top in West Virginia government. Yep. And not
just
having
very
this.
Very frustrated with not having a clear view.
Mm. Oklahoma comes in at number 37, where tripping a horse is outlawed.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Morally, that should be outlawed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Actually, I don't mind that one. It's kind of silly. It is kind of silly that you would have to have a law for this. But
well, you know, somebody did it.
Yes. All of these
and
come from something.
More than once.
Yeah.
Every one of these have a great origin story. I make no doubt about it. Massachusetts comes in at number 38, where it's illegal to own an explosive golf ball.
Oh, my.
What happened there?
Yeah.
I really want to know the stories of all of these. That's what we do next. Once we wrap all this up, the next is we're going.
Yeah. You could turn that into a book.
Yeah.
Yes.
Searching out all these stories.
I got sick and tired of him beating me every time we went out to play golf.
Things went too far. Number 39, Missouri, where bear wrestling is banned. No more bear wrestling, Missouri. Come on.
So is that two bears wrestling each other?
Mm.
Like a ring of wrestling going on? Or is that a human with a bear? How does that work?
I would love...
Probably different than bear baiting.
Yeah. I would love to think that it's two bears wrestling each other. Not that I like that, but that may be a little bit more fair. But it is definitely a human wrestling a bear, and they had to tell human beings to stop doing this. You would think that just life, you know, would tell you this. Hey, I shouldn't do this, but
right.
No, we had to have a law to tell us we should not be wrestling bears. and this is really best for the bears because they can't deal with the guilt. This is a lot of guilt on a bear to deal with there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 10 more of these as we are up to 40. So we're going to wrap up right here. We're going to wrap up right here at 40, and we'll continue the rest of these later this week. We'll get to the rest. So we got 10 more, and we'll be on the lookout for those, everybody, as part four of the weirdest state laws will be. We'll be looking forward to that. We're looking forward to Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's right around the corner here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.
A lot of beer.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, where it is time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do right now is celebrate you with our friends at Misty's Menu. We want to remind you that Misty's is going to be resuming normal hours on March 20th. For now, where they are closed Wednesdays and Thursdays, so keep that in mind, everybody. That does mean, though, they're open right now. It's open 6 to 2 at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We take a look at our list, and we have just one name on the list today, Tammy Franks.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Enjoy your day, Tammy. Hope it's a great one for you, and thanks so much to whoever got us this birthday. We encourage you to get us more of these, everybody. Now, of course, you can direct message us on Facebook. Just go ahead and type into your search bar, WFHR, and like our page. Otherwise, you can direct message us, info@WFHR.com, or email me, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you.
Yes.
We take a look at our celebrity list real quick here. Tyler, the Creator, is 32. Mm-hmm. Great rapper, creator. He's done a lot of different stuff. He's had some shows that he's done, too, and stuff. Oh, wow. Bubba Sparxxx is 46. I don't believe he's done much since that one single he had. I don't know if it was in high school or it was right out of high school, but man, I forgot all about that name. I'll be honest. I did. I did not.
There's a lot of X's in his name.
Yeah. That was the most creative name you could come up with was Bubba Sparxxx. Like, yeah, that's all. Of course, he's going to put a bunch of X's in there. They got nothing else. When Michael Jordan retired, there was a fear in the NBA who was going to take over next, who was going to be the next big name, who was going to be the guy that was going to be the face of the league. It was answered very shortly after that, where this young athlete at LSU University broke a backboard. And we'd seen this before in basketball. We had never seen somebody break a backboard so effortlessly, and like he was more scared than we were. And that was Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep.
and this was before Shaq was a household name. And what Shaq was able to do from Orlando, a small market and everything, and bringing that team to the finals, and what he did with his career is incredibly noteworthy. And somehow Shaquille O'Neal is only 51.
I know.
It seems like he should be older than that, but he's only 51. Shaq has done one of the few things that I don't think many other people are able to do. He can not only give himself a nickname, but we actually encourage him to. Very few people can get away with giving themselves a nickname. Like, I want to be Ace. No, now you're Stinky. Like, we're not going to call you Ace. You don't get a cool nickname. We're not doing that. But Shaq does it. I'm going to be the Great Aristotle. Okay. You're the Shaq-istotle. Like, I mean, we'll give him the name. Very talented. Just charisma for days. It should be mentioned, too, he actually does two jobs since retirement. He, of course, works on Inside the NBA on TNT with Ernie and Chuck and Kenny, and that's the best sports show there is. But he also is a police officer.
Really?
Yeah. He is a official police officer and actually does do police work. I don't believe that he does anything too heavy, too serious, but I do love the idea of you get pulled over and Shaq shows up. Like, if we really want to like lower crime, just having Shaq showing up at some things, I don't know about anybody else, but that would make me think twice.
Just like, give me the ticket. I'll take the ticket because I'll have your signature on it.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of doing any. Yeah, that's a good bet. That's good. I wasn't even thinking of doing anything wrong, and just him showing up would make me like, okay, I feel bad for things I did when I was a kid. Like, I'm apologizing for things I did when I was 13. Happy birthday,
Shaq. He's been in a fair number of movies, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's kind of done a lot, all of it.
Because it's his birthday, I wasn't going to bring up his acting.
I liked him in a couple of the movies.
He's done a fine job, yes. He's done a fine job as an actor.
Shazam was funny.
It's interesting, too. He has a pretty good sense of self. Like, he does a pretty good job of self-deprecating and making fun of himself, too. And when you're that big, I mean, I think you can take a punch. you can take it. Connie Britton is 56. Raina on Nashville. She was Abby Clark on 911. She was in some other stuff, too. Some other things, too. I note that she's had a couple of good roles here and there. D.L. Hughley is 60. Really? One of the kings of comedy. Most recently has gotten been doing some guest spots on the Daily Show.
Oh.
He's a good comedian, mm-hmm. though. He's always been a smart, funny comedian. Let's see here. Kiki D is 76. Don't Go Breaking Her Heart.
Aww.
Elton John and her. She also got she also rocked out on the song I Got the Music in Me. Another big one of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Reiner, 76 today.
Wow.
Rob Reiner, hadn't done a whole lot in his career and everything. You know, he just directed This is Spinal Tap, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men. Many of us remember him as Meathead on All in the Family. But, you know, it's not like Rob's done a whole lot.
No.
What a career. Very similar to one we celebrated last week with Ron Howard, where Ron Howard wasn't a child actor, Rob Reiner, but was, I don't think a lot of people had Meathead being the guy who directed The Princess Bride and A Few Good Men. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure a lot of people saw that coming.
His career is out in 11.
Nice. Just that was great. Oh God, that was good. What's the difference? Well, it goes to 11.
It's 11.
But it goes to 11. God, great director. And let's see here. The great David Gilmour, 77 today. Pink Floyd legend.
Mm.
We don't get the Pink Floyd work we get without David Gilmour.
Mm-hmm.
You need all of them, really. But especially, you know, to many people would note that David Gilmour is the key part to all of that. Incredible Pink Floyd guitarist. And you will never see Pink Floyd get back together. Like David Gilmour and Roger Waters can't stand each other.
No.
Yeah, it's a shame. But some people no longer with us, like the great Mary Wilson, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2021, part of the Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
Ed McMahon, born on this day in 1923, passed away in 2009. You are correct, sir. I love Andy Richter on the Conan show.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of Andy. I've actually had a conversation with not just those two. It was all of us in the writer's room. Mm-hmm. I was just one little piece of this. And it wasn't like they were talking directly to me. I don't want to make it sound like that. But we actually talked about best sidekicks in TV history.
Mm-hmm.
And they're throwing all these names out there and everything. And one of the writers, I thought of doing this, but one of the writers got to it before I did. And one of the writers goes, what about Andy Richter? You know, with Andy Richter in the room. And just got shredded. What are you talking about? Brown noser, all these different things. Like, it was one of those moments where you want, like, at first I was like, oh, he got it before me. It was like, oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, he actually saved
me. He got it before me.
Yeah, he's taking the bullets I would have taken. Yeah, yeah. but I do think Andy was a great co-host. No co-host could ever compete with Ed McMahon.
Right.
Ed McMahon was people would make fun of Ed for laughing at Johnny's jokes. That was his job.
Right.
That was what you do. That's what you do. A good co-host assists. Now, I would say also there were times where I think it's funny not to laugh at the joke mm-hmm. when you don't find it funny. You pick and choose your moments. But overall, the co-host is supposed to be, for those who don't know, the first law of improv is say yes.
Right.
If I tell Beth I have a gun that shoots stuffed animals, Beth doesn't say that doesn't exist. It's silly.
No,
Beth says,
it doesn't.
Could you get me a unicorn? I want a stuffed unicorn or something like that.
Let me see how it works.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing with co-hosting and hosting. Not just co-hosting, but hosting in general.
Mm-hmm.
Always say yes. You're supposed mm-hmm. to be a team player. Just jump in and everything. It's not a coincidence that the majority of people that co-host with us on the air here are actors or have some actor experience. When's the last time you heard any of us in a bit and somebody immediately hit the brakes, was like, that doesn't make any sense? No, we all play along. We
right.
all bit. Like, sometimes I'm the straight man, sometimes Beth is,
mm-hmm.
and we take our turns and everything. But that's what Ed McMahon did so well. He was so good at the job that he got a chance to host, do mother hosting gigs and everything.
Right. Wasn't he Star Search?
Oh, yeah. He was the face of Star Search.
Right.
Yes, when I was a kid.
So he did that show, but what are we talking about?
Yeah.
His co-hosting.
Yes.
That's what he's known for.
Yeah, yeah. I certainly can't take anything from great career for Ed McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
Great career for Lou Costello. Born in this day in 1906, passed away in 1959. One of our first great comedy teams, Abbott and Costello.
Third base.
You know you have a legend, something legendary when for over 100 years people are still doing the bit and it's still like it works.
Still kills.
Still funny. Yeah. And one of my favorite influences of all time, the great Michelangelo, born on this day in 1475, passed away in 1564. Italian Renaissance artist, famous for paintings like the Sistine Chapel and his sculpture of David. Many, many other great works, though. And it should be noted as well, quite the innovator, quite the brain, like guy that pushed the limits, that did not hear, always questioned why and was looking for different angles on things.
Mm-hmm. There's another huge historical figure that birthday was today, which is Harriet Tubman. And the influence that she had in the civil rights movement. She was born in 1820 and passed away in 1913.
The fact that I don't have that on this list, I'm never using this list again. I don't have Harriet Tubman on my list. I would not have known that if you didn't. Thank you so much for including that, Beth. I am never using that list again. Yeah, you do not get away with that one with me. No, these Wise Brothers, I'm telling you, not only is the most of their humor sophomoric, and I don't think that anybody over the age of 13 laughs at the majority of it, but they constantly do this, and I'm sorry to call them out on this, but it always seems to be ethnic people. Like, it's always ethnic people that they're forgetting about on this website, wisebrothers.com. And I know I'm calling them out, and I know that we use them and everything and appreciate some of their services, but my God, is some of this stuff they do lazy reporting, like, and just sophomoric. That you don't forget Harriet Tubman.
Right.
You don't, like, you can't do that. Like, that's messed up. A big thank you to civil rights leader Harriet Tubman for everything that she did for this country and for all of us.
The Underground Railroad.
Also, fellow Pisces. Pisces.
There you go.
We, one more time, want to wish happy birthday to Tammy Franks.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Congratulations.
Continue to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want them for you, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Get them to us. We will continue to celebrate with all of you. We'll come back after Melissa's news with some more show for you on mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings here on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Hopefully you're not dreaming out there. It's heart. Right. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. Going through our 80s vibe again here. This is in Dreams, I believe, from Heart. I'm almost positive. Tell me, ladies. Some of the best harmony you'll ever hear is those two. We had this debate a while ago, some friends of mine and I, and we were talking about the greatest harmonizers ever. And for me, I think the Allman Brothers. I love the way the Allman Brothers harmonize, the way they sound together. I grew up on it, though, also. But I think Heart has to be put in that discussion. They have to be in that discussion. Those two sounded so good together.
I don't even go back to what are the sisters that sang Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes. Nice. Yes. That's a great one. Yeah. I can't think of who that was, but you're right.
And it's a sister group. And I know the Andrews sisters. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Melissa. Oh, that bugged me. It's not like it was a hard one to remember.
No,
though.
I know. And usually it comes right off my tongue, but for whatever reason.
Like their last name was Wachowski or something. Like, I couldn't think of what that name was.
I really liked a cappella. The group when I was growing up. So we listened to mainly just Christian music, so the a cappella group. And they had really good, tight harmonies, too.
The problem was when we got into this discussion, my friends and it's like 5 a.m. and I'm still thinking, I forgot to mention these guys. I forgot to mention, like, you get into this discussion and I guarantee you both will do this or a couple hours later. Yeah. I didn't mention these guys.
I got to throw out their Pentatonix.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Oh, why didn't I think of the Supremes? For the love of God, I didn't mention the Supremes. Here's an interesting one. Ford is working on a new feature that would let people take naps behind the wheel.
No.
As a side story, I'm not driving anymore. Their CEO just talked about it in an interview a little recently. And until recently, they'd been working on fully autonomous cars where you wouldn't have to drive at all. But they've abandoned that for now. Instead, they're working on something they call eyes off the road features. Basically, they want to make AI so good at driving on highways that you wouldn't have to pay attention at all. You could just be on your phone the whole time or even sleep. He says consumer demand for it is through the roof.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, they'll have to prove it's safe enough before any laws would change to allow people to sleep in their car. He said he doesn't think we're very far from it, but didn't give it a timeline. It's worth noting there are a few fools out there who have already who do this with their Teslas. It's just not legally it's not legal or safe yet.
Wow.
We have not earned this.
Mm-mm.
Driving is not a birthright. Driving is not something that you turn 16, here's your license, here's a car, that's your birthright as a human being, or as an American, or as a Cuban, or as a Indian person, or anywhere else in the world, throughout Mm-mm. the world. Like, driving is something that we're supposed to be, we've gotten so used to it, we have so many cars and all these different things, that we seem to have to need a reminder all the time that drive...
Take it for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah, driving is a privilege, and it... Every privilege in life is something that you earn, mm-hmm. not that you are given. And if you drive drunk, you should not be allowed to drive. If you do this, this, and this, you should not be allowed to drive.
Mm-hmm.
It also is the basics that I would think are, keeping your eyes on the road and all these things, the things that we have laws for.
Right.
So we've mm-hmm. gotten so lazy about, like, we've gotten to a point in society where, okay, nobody's listening to these laws. Now we got to invent technology to keep us safe. Like, yeah. that's yeah. Are we going to need a robot to wipe us pretty soon, too? Like, is that where we're getting as a society, everybody? Is mm-hmm. that where you want to be? Is that the type of adult, like, world you want to live in? Because mm-hmm. this is all leading yeah. up to me. It's just getting to a point where robots chew our food for us. That steak's too hard. Hey, AI, could you chew this up for me? I'm so tired of having to think. Oh, I got to keep my eyes open on the road. How hard? Then don't drive.
Right.
Then don't get off the road.
Well, there's a reason it's called autopilot. There are a lot fewer planes in the sky than there are cars on the road.
We haven't earned mm-hmm. this. We got way too many knuckleheads out there driving mm-hmm. and way too much going on in the roads to have me trust the... I literally would not drive on the roads if you told me, hey, tomorrow morning, everything is automated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, good luck, everybody. I'm grabbing a bike. I'll take the public transportation or something. Cause
yeah. James, you're not alone in that.
No.
Because that salesman can say whatever he wants. But the AAA just put out a report, actually, on the 2nd of March that concerns about self-driving cars are significantly higher than the last year.
Mm-hmm.
They just did a survey. 68% of drivers are afraid of riding in a self-driving car. And that's up from 55% in 2022.
Yeah.
Outside of a TV show or a movie set in the way, 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 way future, I don't see this as kosher. I don't see this as an okay thing. I just
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
I don't think we've earned this. I just don't Mm-mm. think we've earned it, point blank, let alone I think it's silly. People like to drive. People like having their hands on the wheel. People like, I just did this the other night. I could not sleep. I was restless.
Mm-hmm.
I went out for a drive. I actually went down by our old stomping grounds, by our old building over mm-hmm. here, the old station building. And mm-hmm. I was driving around, and I'm just taking my time. It's late at night. And out of nowhere, I look out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, there's this big old, like the biggest albino deer I've ever seen.
Wow.
Just sitting there. I actually slowed down. Thankfully, there was nobody else on the road. I slowed down. I took a couple of really quick pictures of it. I don't usually do that kind of thing, mm-hmm. but I had to. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't have happened if I was just had a self-driving car.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have even noticed it. I'd been asleep, or I'd been reading my phone, something off my phone, or something like that, or a book. I don't know, but I think that they're misunderstanding how much people mm-hmm. may want safety, but right. not necessarily like taking our hands off the wheel.
Right. To have a feature that will help correct if you fall asleep accidentally behind the wheel, that would be a great feature to have. But to put a yes. feature in there to allow you to choose to sleep and not pay attention, that's just dangerous.
I like the idea of the cheap version of that to keep you awake. It's just somebody in the back seat with a big horn.
There's
a...
Poking you. Yeah. Wake up.
But you know, as soon as they do that and shock you awake, you're all over the road anyway. So it's something that's just going to kind of gently pull you back into your lane and then kind of say, wake up.
Do we let drivers get away with too much? Should we be having stricter laws on driving? And like, maybe not stricter laws, but like making these laws tougher? Like, because that's the argument right now that everybody wants to have, is the way to kill crime is to make higher bail and all these things, even though I keep telling you that won't work. Nobody listens. No. But
And also it just discriminates against poor people.
Right. Yes,
because rich people can just buy their way out of whatever crime they commit.
Yeah.
Well, and now it's getting harder and harder to afford to be able to get your license because you have to pay to go to a driving school to get the education. Whereas when we were growing up, or at least when I was growing up, that was a class in school. You had driver's education as part of your educational system. And that way it was more equitable. Everybody had the same opportunity to learn and understand what the rules of the roads were, get their road experience through class.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with some more fun. We're getting into three mistakes people make with customer service reps. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. And then after CBS News is done doing its thing at 9 o'clock, we're going to have the kitchens open, Melissa and Beth's cooking show. We're looking forward to that, kicking off our 9 o'clock hour. Right now, calling customer service is one of the most annoying things it can do in life. And rest assured, those agents are annoyed with us too. Here are three mistakes people make while on the phone with customer service. Going in hot or being rude in general.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the person you're talking to is just doing their job, and they're not really the one you're mad at. So at a minimum, try to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
Being rude right off the bat also just isn't a great strategy in general with anything in life, let alone with customer service.
Right.
You need them on your side, so they want to help you. If you're a jerk, they'll just do the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, I remember my father saying this when I was a kid. It actually had nothing to do with cooking or anything like that. He was talking about something else. He was just using it as a metaphor, but it's always stayed with me. Jim, you always treat the cook right. Don't ever treat the cook bad. Like, no matter what, Jimmy. Doesn't matter if he shoots you in the foot, you treat the cook good. As they are making your food. it's a similar kind of thing. This is the gatekeeper. This is the person that's going to help you hopefully solve the reason you're calling. You don't treat them bad. That doesn't make any sense. Not being prepared. Before you call, think about things you'll need to have ready, like dates and account numbers. They appreciate that, and they'll be more likely to do what they can help.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not making them wait around.
Right.
Be ready to go.
Have your account numbers and all of that handy.
Yep.
It's not on the list, but I would say along with this, and now's a good time to bring this up, take a breath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most of us, and I do this too, I've done this too, so I don't want to sound like I'm not guilty of this myself. Something goes wrong, I'm calling and complaining about this. And you're angry. You're hot. You know, you're not calling. You know, this never happens when, man, that went really good. I got to call them about that. I got to complain that they did a good job. We do this with negative things. Mm-hmm. So you're already angry. You're already not thinking straight. That is just the way anger works. That's you're not going to be thinking rationally. You're not going to be thinking straight. Take a breath. Mm-hmm. And while you're taking that breath, maybe getting some of these things in line, and then maybe when you do, you won't come in hot to that person as well.
Well, remind yourself that you're frustrated with the situation, not the person you're talking to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's not that person's fault.
Exactly.
Being completely unwilling to compromise. Maybe you want a refund, but they offer you a credit. Sometimes it makes sense to just quit while you're ahead and be done with it. I say this all the time. It is maybe one of the more bigger phrases I use. Choose your battles wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything in life is worth getting bent out of shape about. If you get bent out of shape about everything, then what does it mean when something really bad does happen?
Mm-hmm.
You save your outrage. You'll have an opportunity for it.
Oh, yeah.
I tell people this all the time when it comes to a lot of the PC-ism and some of those things out there in the world. I don't begrudge anybody, you know, getting bent out of shape about whatever they do. It's that's your own feelings. You have a right to those feelings. But I had a student ask me about another student a couple weeks back. So this happened a year ago. We had a student who thought it would be funny to do some anti-Semitic humor in some of their bits. Really didn't read the room. I wasn't the only Jew in that class. But they were warned about this, and then they kept doing it. And they were not funny. They were obviously a racist person who was just trying to, you know, use humor as a way to mask that. But we talked about this and stuff. And one of the students that was in that class has come back and is now back into one of our other classes. And her and I were talking about it. And she's like, "Well, I really admired your patience with that person and stuff and all these things." And I was like, I very similar to what she's probably dealt with as a woman. I'm burnt out. Like, I've been dealing with this since I was 5 years old. It's one of my earliest memories is an anti-Semitic memory. Like, I'm a little burnt out of these things, and I choose my battles wisely. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get bent out of shape about every single thing. If I do, then how am I expecting people to listen to me when there is a big, big issue that we need to be paying attention to? I come on, I got a morning show. I could easily come on the air and complain about that kid for 20 minutes. Okay, but what happens then the next day when something really heavy happens and you've got some negative stuff? Because I don't believe I have to tell anybody out there the rise of anti-Semitism has been up. You know, so I choose your battles wisely. But to me, that's a big part of life. You have this thing happen where you order something and it isn't correct. Well, you're gonna get upset, sure. But how upset are you gonna get?
Right.
Because if you get too crazed out of shape and all that and bent out of shape, well, what does it mean when something big happens, when something major is coming up? Because something major will happen. That's life.
Yeah. Take a breath.
Yeah.
I think taking a breath is a big one here. And I'm a little, like lifehacker.com, I'm a little disappointed because they don't have that on here.
Well, and have compassion. You know, treat people with respect.
And the way you want to be treated.
That's what the golden rule says.
Yeah. There was a trend a while back where people were sleep streaming.
What?
Posting live hours-long videos of themselves just sleeping. It was meant to be therapeutic and not just weird. But it is kind of weird.
Yeah,
it is weird.
Now people are apparently posting live feeds of themselves working, just sitting at a desk, typing away on a computer. It's usually for remote work. And it can mimic being at an office where others are around you working. Some people are calling this body doubling or parallel working. Mm-hmm. And one woman who does it streams 5 hours of herself working every day on TikTok. She's a data analyst, and she does occasionally take breaks to answer questions in her comments section. She has over 100,000 followers.
Wow.
And her daily streams often get thousands of views. She describes what she does as working alone together. So is there a benefit to this, or is it a complete waste of time? Supposedly, body doubling can help some people who struggle with ADHD and loneliness, as well as people who have trouble focusing in a remote environment. An accountable other can boost their mood and productivity.
As somebody who's learning more and more about ADHD, because it's something I have, it's one of the things that I've learned. It's an accountability thing. People with ADHD, for whatever reason, the way that our brain works, if we have a deadline, if we have somebody that we're accountable to, we are more likely to do it, even if it's something that we don't want to do, because it helps us with our motivation. We have trouble sometimes. If it's a task that we don't want to do, we cannot physically motivate ourselves to do it unless there's some type of an accountability attached to it.
Interesting.
I think this is very interesting. Yeah, I think this is insightful. Because I think a lot of us, I remember when my nephew tells me that, or my godson tells me, you know, he loves watching this one video of this kid who plays video games. Mm-hmm. And he's just watching another kid play video games. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm making fun of him for this and everything. And I think it's really silly and stuff. And then him and his dad and I go and watch grown men play a kid's game for a living and watching a football game. And like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, hold up. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what, Cole? Sorry, man. Sorry, Cole. Sorry, you're right. Keep doing your thing, bud. So I learned real quickly that these kind of things, I'm not going to judge mm-hmm. them right away because I don't know. And I'm so glad you mentioned what you did there, Beth, mm-hmm. because that, mm-hmm. I think that that's something that not a lot of us would think of right away. And anything that helps with ADHD is great.
Right.
Yes. And the other thing that I thought of when you're talking about this is I was looking for sound effects on YouTube mm-hmm. recently. And looking for, like, office noise in the background. Well, I found a lot of videos that were, like, 10 hours long. I'm like, mm-hmm. who needs office noise for 10 hours? Well, it turns out people who work remotely, who don't do well on their own, that feel the need to be immersed in a workplace, or that's the noises they're used to, that works for them mm-hmm. to have that playing in the background. I found that fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is fascinating. That's very interesting.
I like soothing music in the background. If I need some background noise, like give me those Tahitian singing bells or some kind of like brain focus, just like om sounds or something like that. That works for me, but, you know, to each their own.
Well, and that's the thing. Our mental capacities are a spectrum, and not everybody works in the same way. So, mm-hmm. What may not work for me works for you. I shouldn't make fun of it. Just because it's different doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I like watching my brothers play video games more than I like playing them myself. So then when my younger brother Mitchell and I, that's kind of when those videos you're talking about, James, of like on YouTube, you can watch other people play video games, but you're just seeing the game. Yeah. Like, well, that's not that much different than what I was doing.
No.
It just happened to be my brothers.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of us grew up doing this because you only had one controller.
Right.
So yeah, always had to
two,
watch.
And there were four of you.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I also can't think of a job I'd be worse at than sleep streaming. Like, yeah. I can't think of a worse streaming than
you
of me.
You have to be able to sleep,
yes,
James.
Yes, I can't. All these people in my comments section, go to sleep!
Yes.
Well, and then I talk in my sleep sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know that I would want that streamed. Yep.
I definitely
happen. You don't know.
I definitely
happening.
Would not be doing this.
Right.
No, because I do talk a little bit of my sleep, and yeah, I would definitely be sharing some stuff I don't want shared.
Especially if it's live streamed. You can't edit that.
Nope.
It's true.
Nope. Take a break. We'll come back with CBS News, update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, and the kitchen's open. All coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.